Exclusive: Elise Stefanik slams DOD over radical day chief. Calls to realign priorities away from woke ideologies. By Joshua Klein on September 19, 2022. Following the Department of Defense's announcing a review of defense education activity, DOTEA Chief Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Officer Kaylisa Wing over her recently surfaced history of disparaging white people, House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, slammed the DOD for promoting the radical diversity chief, while calling upon it to realign its shameful priorities away from woke ideologies. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Monday, Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, who serves as a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, expressed outrage that the rhetoric of Kaylisa Wing, the diversity, equity and inclusion chief for the military's education system, had gone unnoticed. The fact that Ms. Wing's history of advocating for extreme woke ideologies was not uncovered, or worse ignored, must be remedied, Stefanik said. The Congresswoman then called on the Department of Defense to realign their priorities away from woke ideologies and back to strengthening our national defense. Our military's focus should be keeping our nation safe, and I am committed to ensuring our service members are fully equipped to defend our country from the host of threats we face around the world, Stefanik said. She then promised a fight to combat the shameful prioritizing of woke ideologies over national defense. Right now, as the Pentagon fails to fill our military ranks and our adversaries around the world rapidly increase their capabilities, the Department of Defense has routinely prioritized adhering to woke ideologies instead of strengthening our national defense, she said. This is shameful and an insult to the brave men and women who selflessly serve our nation. I'm committed to continuing to work to restore Americans' trust in our military by providing our service members with the resources needed to win our nation's wars and support their families, she concluded. The statement follows Stefanik's advocacy in a letter addressed to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin signed by nearly two dozen members of Congress and the Department of Defense's subsequent launch of a review of Wing's racist posts. Wing, the day chief for the U.S. military's education system serving military families all over the world, was recently reported to have openly disparaged white people in social media posts and in a book series. The education system, called the Department of Defense Education Activity, DOTEA, is one of two federally operated elementary and secondary school systems and provides K-12 education to the families at U.S. military bases at home and overseas. It operates 160 schools and has more than 66,000 children enrolled worldwide, according to its website. Wing, who has described herself in social media posts as woke, wrote in June 2020 on her Twitter account, "I'm exhausted with these white folks in these professional development sessions." She also tweeted in July 2020, "This lady actually had the CA audacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority, we don't have power." Caudacity is a derogatory slang term combining Caucasian and audacity. In other tweets, she said, "Being anti-racist means being active against racism. You will never arrive. Stop centering this on whiteness." She also tweeted, "I am exhausted by 99% of the white men in education and 95% of the white women. Where can I get a break from white nonsense for a while?" In another tweet, she wrote, "If another Karen tells me about her feelings, I might lose it," and responded, "By Karen," to another user criticizing her article demanding all teachers take part in dismantling racial oppression and claiming that racism is ingrained in the very fabric of our country. She has also co-authored children's books calling on white people to confess their privilege. Wing was promoted to her current position in December 2021, after serving as a day specialist at DOTEA for 2 months prior. DOTEA Director Tom Brady praised Wing in a press release as the right person to lead our efforts in building on the foundational work done to support meaningful change in our organization. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.